Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless you. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your hedge, your protection around about us, around about all our loved ones, for all the battles that you have been fighting for us. We are grateful. Thank you, everlasting God, because we know you have a wonderful and a glorious plan for us. We thank you for all the past brokers. We thank you for all the testimonies we have had. We say glory be unto your holy name. Father, Lord, we commit today's brokers into your holy hands. And we say, Lord, come and take control, take preeminence. Come and speak to us. Let there be transformation. Let there be healing. Let there be deliverance. Above all, Lord, let there be salvation of souls. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we bless your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, you are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. I pray that the Almighty God will continue to be with you. He guide you. He direct you. His hands will show in every area of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. The mighty hand of God will take you higher and higher, even beyond your widest imagination, in the mighty name of Jesus. This is your season of rejoicing. And indeed, you will rejoice. We will celebrate with you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'm going to share with us what I titled, Making Inroads. And indeed, the Lord will grant you the grace to make inroads in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that have been blocking your way of success, they are hereby removed in the name of Jesus. Every obstacle standing in your way, the Lord will turn them to stepping stone for you in Jesus' mighty name. And I'm going to take two texts. The first text I'm going to take is the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 10, and I'm reading from verse 12 to 14. At that time, Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord gave Amorites over to the sons of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun stand still at Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Aijalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stopped until the nation took vengeance on their enemies. Is this not written in the book of Joshua? The sun stopped in the midst of heaven, and did not hurry to set for about a whole day. There has been no day like it before or since when the Lord heeded the voice of man, for the Lord fought for Israel. The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will grant you victory over your enemies. Whatever needed to be suspended in order for you to make inroad, the Lord will suspend them in the mighty name of Jesus. The book of Psalms, Psalm 119, reading verse 105, say, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The word of God will be a lamp to your feet in the name of Jesus. The word of God will light up your path. Every form of darkness in your path shall be removed in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, when God wants to make inroad for you, one of the things you need to do is that you must be ready to confront your Jordan, River Jordan. You must be ready to face your River Jordan. That is the problem that is want to stand between you and what God has promised you. Every River Jordan that wants to stand between you and God's promise in your life, the Almighty God will part them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will cause you to walk on the dry ground in the name of Jesus Christ. Another thing that we must do in order for God to make inroads for us is that we must learn that no one in this world can bring us down except we give them that permission. The book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. You are the workmanship of God. You are created for good works in the name of Jesus, and that shall come to pass in your life. He said, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Brothers and sisters, you are a special preparation of God. God has specially designed you for a purpose. Do not allow any man, any woman to bring you down. Believe in your God, trust in your God, that with your God on your side, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Do not allow yourself to be intimidated by your situation, by your circumstance. The God we serve, when he created us, he has given us that dominion mandate. Dominion mandate over every circumstance, and the grace for you to exercise that mandate, the Lord will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number three thing I want us to know is that you do not need to bring people down in order to reach your destination. You do not need to backstab anybody. You do not need to say evil things about others before you get to where God wants to take you to. Brothers and sisters, some of us begin to do this thing. We feel that it is by having to bring down others that you can rise up. No, brothers and sisters, rather than bringing down people, help to lift them up, help to encourage them, help to promote them. And as you are doing so, the Almighty God will also move on your behalf in the name of Jesus. The book of Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 says, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Brothers and sisters, so also must you forgive. Do not bring anybody down. Do not use people as a ladder for you to climb to the top. No. God's hand is not there. For God's hand to be there, you have to do things in righteousness. Wait upon the Lord. Do that which you are supposed to do, and the Lord will take you there in the name of Jesus. Another thing that I want you to know when you want to make inroads is that you need to write down your vision and imprint it in your heart. Write down your vision and imprint it in your heart. The book of Habakkuk chapter 2, reading from verse 2, it says, and the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablet, so he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end, it will not lie. It seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come, it will not be delayed. Your vision will not be delayed, your dreams will not be truncated. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord will send to you helpers of destiny, those who will help you to fulfill that vision that God has given you. The Lord will send to you. They will come from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. Men and women you do not know, they will go out of their way to favor you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But when you are talking about that vision, you need to write it down. You need to write it down. It's when it is written down that you can be able to follow it logically. Brothers and sisters, has God given you a vision? Write it down. You have a plan to set up a business or whatever? Write it down. And having written it down, then you'll be able to follow it. God will grant you the grace to follow through the vision he has given you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number five is that you are limited by the size of your hope. How hopeful are you? You may be limited by your hope. Don't limit your God. Don't limit your God. The book of Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Have a big dream. Have a big dream. A dream that you only can achieve is not a dream from God. If it's a dream from God, then only you cannot achieve it. You need God to be behind you. When Joseph had a dream that his brother, his father, everybody, they are going to pay obeisance to him, it was a big dream. To him, to anybody, that dream was not possible, but God was with him. That dream came to pass. How big is your hope? Let your hope increase on a daily basis. Be hopeful. Do not allow the situation around you to determine your hope. Let your hope have its source in the Word of God. Whatever that is happening around you is irrelevant. What matters most is what the Word of God says. Hold on to the Word of God. Hold on to His promises. His Word is yea and amen. He said, none of my word will return void unto me without fulfilling that which is sent to do. So, brothers and sisters, hold on to the Word of God. And as you do so, the Word of God will come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that your expectation is the one that set the limit to your success. Expectation set limits to our success. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 62 verse 5, it says, for God alone, all my soul wait in silence, for my hope is from Him. Let your hope be from this God. Let your hope be from God. Even in the book of Psalms, Psalm 9 verse 18, it says, for the needy shall not always be forgotten. You will not be forgotten. And the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. Your hope will not perish forever. As you hold on to this God, that hope will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything may seem as if it's not going on your way. But brothers and sisters, be hopeful. Do not let your hope die. Be hopeful. Romans 8:19 says, for the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. Everybody is waiting for you to manifest, and indeed you will manifest in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Begin to remove the I am in front of impossible and turn it to possible, and begin to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Let your hope never die. Hold on to your hope, and indeed you will make inroad. The Lord will make way for you where there are no way, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, another thing I want you to know is that you cannot do anything except you have the favor of God. You need the favor of God to speak for you. When you have the favor of God, then God will be able to work in your favor. You see, the favor of God is based on also our relationship with Him. What type of relationship do you have with this God? If you do not have a relationship with this God, how then can you be a beneficiary of His favor? A God that you do not know, a God that you do not even speak to for days, for weeks, and you want Him to be moving on your behalf? No, no, no. You need to have a relationship with this God. And when you do so, this God will make a way for you. Where there are no ways, He will make a way for you. The God that delivered Daniel from the den of lions, He will deliver you. The Lord that delivered the three evil boys from the burning furnace, that God will deliver you. The God that make way where there are no ways, He will do so for you in the name of Jesus. The God that brought out waters from the rock, He will do so for you. He will make the impossible. That which people said is not possible, He will make them possible for you. He will reverse the irreversible on your behalf. But you need to have a relationship with this God. You need to know Him. You need to declare Him as your Lord and Savior. And if perchance you are hearing me today, you do not even have a relationship with this God, or you are not sure whether you have one or not, I want to give you that opportunity. Wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. I will not serve any other God. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. For everyone who have listened to this broadcast today, I declare that the mighty hand of God will be upon you. The Lord will give you the grace to make inroad. It will take you higher and higher beyond your wildest imagination in the mighty name of Jesus. This is your season of promotion, and indeed the Lord will promote you. He will lift you up high in the mighty name of Jesus. It is well with you at daytime. It is well with you at nighttime. The almighty hand of God will continually be upon you in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' name. Amen.
thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.